Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Suicide bombers attacked newspaper offices in Abuja and Kaduna, Nigeria recently, killing at least 13 people. The April 26 bomb strikes continued a string of bombings across northern Nigeria by extremists targeting local authorities, police, and civilians. The United States condemns the attacks, and our thoughts and prayers are with the families and loved ones of those who were killed and injured. In Abuja, a car loaded with explosives managed to crash into the offices of This Day, a prominent Nigerian newspaper. The explosion killed at least 3 people and caused a large fire. Later in the city of Kaduna, north of Abuja, a second bomb attack on the paper's office there killed at least 10 people. The extremist group Boko Haram, which is tied to many of the attacks, has claimed responsibility for the newspaper bombings and warned that it would attack more journalists over what the group said was inaccurate news coverage. Included in the warning were the Voice of America and Radio France International. These attacks represent a dangerous escalation in the violence against civil authorities in northern Nigeria. By targeting media, the extremists are attacking not only innocents, but the idea of free speech itself. By targeting churches and places of worship, the extremists are attacking not only innocents, but freedom of religion. The United States stands together with all people of goodwill who repudiate these kinds of outrageous attacks. We support those who recognize Nigeria's diversity as one of the country's greatest strengths. Lawless violence and intimidation have no place in a democracy. The United States supports the Nigerian authorities in their efforts to bring the perpetrators of these violent acts to justice. In this, we stress the importance of respecting human rights and protecting civilians in all security operations.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.